This podcast is brought to you by ESLLibrary.com. Hello, everyone. I'm Tara Benwell, the host of ESL Library's mini podcasts for English learners. Today's podcast comes to you from our discussion starters section. Classrooms of the future, accommodating 21st century learners. Does your teacher lecture you at the board at the front of the classroom? Do you and your classmates sit in rows of desks filled with outdated textbooks? The traditional classroom doesn't cut it in the 21st century, and school boards worldwide are scrambling to adapt. Some schools are already ahead of the curve. Each student is equipped with a Wi-Fi-enabled device full of interactive apps. Students take virtual field trips and have video chats with experts. Tech-savvy teachers are even experimenting with augmented reality and 3D printing. Will these groundbreaking technologies prepare students for jobs that don't exist yet? 21st century students expect schools and teachers to keep up with the times. They want to learn about real-world issues using real-time media. They expect choice, convenience, mobility, and even comfort. If designers and educators work together, maybe they can future-proof classrooms and keep kids in school. What timetable will the classroom of the future have? We shouldn't be surprised if students start rejecting the traditional school bell. After all, their parents appreciate flexible work hours and the option to work from home. Maybe students of the future will set their own schedules and log online study hours. They may even be able to specialize and do internships before post-secondary school. What will the role of the teacher be in the classroom of the future? Could robots serve as substitutes and assistants? Sophisticated technology can already determine what a student wants and needs to learn. Maybe students of the future will choose their teachers from a panel of experts. Instead of one teacher per class, maybe a team of teachers with varying expertise will act as facilitators for large groups. Maybe the classroom of the future won't have any physical walls. Students may be free to roam from one learning space to another. Instead of a hall pass, maybe they'll request a pass to the real world. For questions and activities and a full transcript of today's podcast, visit ESLLibrary.com and choose our discussion starters section. That's all for today. See you next week.